Hey guys, you're listening to the Steve Booth podcast. I am Steve Booth, and today I want to share with you a little thing that I kind of realized today. A thing that I realized today, yes, but it's been something that's been playing on my mind for quite a while now, and I'm sure this can relate to a lot of you. And that is that you pay a price. There's a price to every decision that you make. You are paying the price regardless of whether you think you are or you're not, right? If you have deep down desires to get fit, to get in shape, to be the best you that you can be, then you have to pay a price to get there. There's a cost, there's a sacrifice, there's a price that you have to pay to reach your goals. Whether that be you pay in terms of time, a shitload of time that you have to put into transform your body. In the gym, you have to pay. The price is pain. The price is sacrifice. The price is giving up pizza night. The price is putting in that sacrifice. And you must pay that token to the Lord Gaines himself in order to get results. If you want success, do hard work. Do the fucking work, do the shit, you pay a price to be successful. Every time that I do a workout, that's me checking my token. That's me, at the end of my workout, I collect a metaphorical token from the Lord Gaines himself, and I collect a token. Every time I hustle that little bit harder in my business, I collect a little token. I collect a token, and I'm stacking up these tokens. Right, I'm paying the price, and every time I pay the price, every time I sacrifice, I know it gets me closer to my goal, and I am saving a bank full of tokens. Okay, and then when something does come along, when an opportunity does come along, I look at it, you can look at it for God, you could look at it as the universe, you could look at it or whatever fucking happens, but the reality of the matter is that you stacked up enough tokens to pay for that shit. You stacked up enough metaphorical tokens that you earned from blood, sweat, tears, hard work, and sacrifice that you bought yourself. With your tokens, you bought yourself that success. So start stacking some tokens, man. Start cashing in. Start paying the price, because if you don't pay that price, there is a price to pay. If you don't pay the price of hard work, sacrifice, and pain in the gym and with your nutrition, you will pay the price in other areas. You either pay the price of sacrifice and collect your token, or you pay the price of normality, being average, and always not enjoying your appearance or being the best version of you. There's a price either way. You pay the price. So you get to choose. This is the amazing thing about this world, is that you get a choice. Regardless of how bad you think you've got it, you've got a choice as to what price would you like to pay. Let's look at it from your health and fitness perspective, right? You either pay the price of hard work in the gym, paying for a coach, putting in effort in the gym, right? Sacrificing with your nutrition and making sure that you're focused on your nutrition, you're tracking it, you pay that price. And that price to me is insignificant compared to the price of being fat, obese, ugly, low energy, and feeling like shit all the time and have my mindset negatively affected by my body. That price is way worse. That's a hefty price. That's too much. I could not handle being overweight. I could not handle being out of shape. I could not handle not feeling incredible like I do every time I finish a workout, which I just finished a workout this morning, about 20 minutes ago. I couldn't handle that price. It's too much of a price to pay. So it's insignificant compared to the price I have to pay in terms of consistent training and nutrition. For me, that's an insignificant price. And I collect awesome tokens, metaphorical tokens, that I can then use to save up and pay for my fucking success. Do you see what I'm trying to say here? You pay a price either way. You pay a price either way. You know how crazy it is? That when someone desperately needs to change, when someone desperately needs to increase their body mass, they want to change, they want to enhance their own mindset, and they want to grow, they want to succeed, they desperately want to change. That might be you. But then you don't even put the money into a gym membership? Come on, that's an insignificant price. You know how many people shop around for the best gym membership price? Or they'll make sacrifices and they'll go to the shitty gym around the corner because they save $2 a week? What the fuck? I got 4 gym memberships, man, and I don't care if they bump up the prices. You want to know why? Because that's an insignificant price to pay. insignificant price to pay, because if I don't pay that tiny little price, then I'll be paying the price of being mediocre, living underneath my potential, feeling lousy about myself, letting myself down, being high body fat, feeling shit when I look at myself in the mirror, not setting a great example for those around me, for my clients, for my partner, not being the best me I can be for her, not being the best me I can be for my future kids to inspire them to live a healthy life where they can achieve whatever they want, not being that strong dad, not being the superhero. That's the price I'd be paying. Or what? A couple extra bucks on my gym membership each week. Insignificant price to pay. So look at everything, man. Look at everything. Think about it. Look at all the decisions that you made. You're paying a price either way. Stop looking at the price of the hard work as being this massive price to pay, because the price of not doing it is just too great. The price of not doing the shit that you know you deep down need to do, that price is too great. I went to university, right? I went to university and I did that only because I kind of I knew that deep down it was the right thing to do. I knew it was going to be hard. I knew it was going to suck, but I kind of deep down knew that it was going to lead to some sort of success. Again, that's just me paying my dues to get my metaphorical tokens, because I know that I'd be able to cash in those tokens in the future and achieve success. And fuck, it worked, right? I went there, it sucked, I struggled. You saw the classes get smaller and smaller every single semester because people were dropping out. But I paid my time, right? I did my time. And I'm doing my time every single time that I get on a coaching call with the clients, which I love. Every time that I make a sale for the business. Every time that I put, when I make a massive sacrifice or have a huge tax bill or have whatever. Whatever happens, or every workout that I do, every time that I fail on a rep, every time that anything happens in my life that's a pain because of the effort that I'm putting in to achieve success in the future, I know that I'm collecting a token. Because it's a token that I would not have received. It's like a medallion. Every time you put in the hard work, you do a workout, you get that reward. You are one step closer. You are banking up your chips to then pay for your success. And this is metaphorical, right? You're not actually going to get all these tokens and buy your way into it. It just seems to fall into its place. This is why you look at some people and you're like, man, you're so lucky. Things just happen for you. Yeah, things happen for you because you did the fucking work. You're prepared. And then when opportunity comes up, you are so prepared, you are ready to go. It's like those people that, you probably know some of these people who just seem to, they just landed such a great job out of school. Well, man, he just got such a good employee. He's on a great salary package, man. He's just killing it. Or he just seemed to find the best girlfriend. Like, he's got this wife. How lucky. He's got the best wife ever. She's banging hot. She does all this stuff. And you think, man, this guy's so lucky. Like, fuck, he just got so, he really hit the jackpot with that one. No. It's just when that opportunity passed his way, he was able to grab it because he'd saved up enough tokens. He'd done the hard fucking work. Yeah, there might be some anomalies and there might be this one outlier who happens to just kind of get lucky. But the majority of people who are successful are there for a fucking reason. They're there for a reason. And that reason is because they've done the hard work. They've paid. They've paid the price. They chose the right price to take. In every single decision, every single action you take and you make today, you are changing the course of your history and your path. Every single decision that you make on every single day is affecting your reality. It's determining your reality. You are creating who you are. You have the power. And you are paying the price either way. The price of staying in your job that you hate because you're getting a paycheck. Yeah, there's a little kickback to it, but you might hate it. And so the price you pay is clocking in and clocking out to the job that you hate. Instead of paying the price, which may be larger initially, to go out and find a new job and quit that one or start a business or whatever. But you know that that's a better price to pay. So what are you settling for? What the fuck are you settling for? And stop that. Stop doing that. Start paying a price that may be steep at the beginning, but a price that's going to pay off. Pay off. Yeah, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard initially to start working out in the gym. It's going to be hard initially to give up a lot of the unhealthy foods and the habits that you're currently falling into. It's going to be hard to start to stop drinking. It's going to be hard to start taking care of your appearance, taking care of yourself. It's going to be hard waking up earlier in the morning. It's going to be hard to do these things. But isn't that price worth it? Isn't it worth it? Because I'll tell you, from someone like myself who used to pay the price, right? I did no fucking hard work and I was paying a different type of price. It's called depression. It's called depression. It's called being out of shape. It's called feeling lousy about yourself. It's called not wanting to leave the house. It's called alcohol abuse. It's called smoking weed every day. That's the price I was paying. I was paying the price of lost potential, missing out, not getting new experiences, seeing those around me succeed and me fail. That was the price I was paying. And I thought, why the fuck am I paying this price when you mean all I need to pay in order to achieve success is to just start taking care of myself? Is to just start doing some painful workouts and taking care of my nutrition and studying hard and starting a business. That's an insignificant price to pay. I'm paying more now. And that's why you see people achieve success after they go through hardship or tragedy. Always. People don't change, man. People only change if they go through massive tragedy, loss, or suffering or pain. And then they change. And then they grow. Because they understand now that the price that they have to pay to achieve success is insignificant compared to the hardship that they've experienced. This is why a lot of guys that I coach have recently gone through a divorce. A painful one, a lot of the time. They go through a tough divorce, or they go through a big loss, or they had a big injury, or something that's really affected them deep to the point where they look and they go, man, I've suffered so hard. Me doing training and nutrition and taking care of myself and being successful now, that price is insignificant because I've already paid a hefty price of not doing shit. I've got diabetes now, you know? Like, that's what they're saying. Like, I'm paying the price. I'm fat and overweight and I've lost all this potential. I feel like shit. I've lost my wife. And they're saying that is a tough price to pay. And then I tell them the price that is required in order to succeed. They pay for coaching, gym membership, good nutrition, start taking care of themselves. They're like, fuck, why haven't I been doing this the whole time? That's an investment that pays off tenfold. So instead of waiting for a massive tragedy to happen or some sort of pain or loss or suffering, why don't you get off your ass and start paying for a better future? Start doing the work every time knowing that when you do the work, you cash in a metaphorical success token and you save these things. You cash your chips. You've got a room in your house. You just throw these tokens. And soon it'll be bursting at the seams. And when that happens, you'll get lucky. That's when something will happen. That's when something will shift. That's when the job opportunity comes up. That's when you find the partner of your dreams because now she's attracted to the guy that does the fucking work. That's when your body starts to change. That's when you take a transformation photo and you look and you go, holy shit, I really have changed. That's when the magic happens. When you start to stack up the hard fucking work. Because you are paying a price that's insignificant to the price that you'd be paying if you did nothing. So take action and make it happen. I'll see you in the next podcast.